Okay, well, let's go to David's case. And one of the themes that we want to talk about today is the integration of clinical research into practice. And there's no surgeon anywhere that exemplifies this more than David in terms of his role with the NSABP. And this patient is particularly intriguing in terms of that. David, can you talk a little bit about sort of your first encounter with her, her background, and what the issue was?
Well, this was a 61-year-old woman who had discovered a lump in her own breast, had a mammogram and an ultrasound which suggested a lesion of about a centimeter and a half, and a core biopsy under ultrasound had demonstrated infiltrating ductal cancer. And she was, of course, quite concerned when she was referred. She's an active woman who lives in a sort of country club lifestyle, active in golf and tennis, and so she has a lot of things going on in her life, even though she is retired at the early age of 61.
What's her family situation?
Her family situation. Her husband had passed away a few years earlier. He was a little bit older and had had an MI and passed away. And so she lives independently on her own. And, of course, concern to her was the risk to her life. She was, of course, concerned about maintaining her lifestyle and cosmesis. She lives in the desert Southwest and wanted to maintain her appearance and the kind of clothing that you can wear in that environment. And lastly, she's involved, in addition to her sports activities, she was involved in number of local charitable activities and really wanted to make sure that this cancer would not interfere with her perception of lifestyle.
So in terms of some of the numbers, in a way, they're a little bit similar to Chuck's patient. Maybe you can go through the size and ER, et cetera, and what you were confronting in terms of recurrence.
Right. So this was a lady who ultimately chose a breast conservation approach with a sentinel node procedure. And at that time, she ultimately had a 0.8 centimeter lesion. So it was a little bit smaller than we anticipated. Her sentinel nodes were in fact negative, and her ER was positive in 100% of cells, and her PR was positive to a lesser extent. HER2 new was negative.